Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In this hour, the president and CEO of the American Non-Smokers Foundation, Cynthia Hallett, joins us. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So, Cynthia, you guys have an awareness campaign going on right now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm happy to. First of all, thanks so much for having me on the show. As you said, I'm president and CEO of the American Non-Smokers Rights Foundation, and we are a national nonprofit public health advocacy organization working to clear the air of secondhand smoke. And as we've had to transition this year from a lot of our in-person trainings and in-person sort of smoke-free bar nights to help communicate about how secondhand smoke is so damaging to all workers, but also to musicians who perform in bars and other music clubs as their workplace, we had to shift to an online platform. And what we did was we developed on our YouTube channel what we call our Stay Safe at Home music series. And musicians are submitting videos to us, which include some fantastic music. I mean, we are getting so spoiled with all the wonderful music that we're receiving. But then they're also sharing their personal testimonials about the challenges of playing in smoke-filled environments, everything from just being bothered by it, not being able to see, and their eyes watering, to more severe issues about, you know, developing nodules on their vocal cords, or many are asthmatic and how they just have to go off stage to grab their inhaler and then try to come back on. So I think it's an interesting way to share how important it is to be able to play in a smoke-free environment. And this isn't, you know, anything negative against people who do smoke. We just ask that you smoke in ways that don't harm others and to take it outside.
And there's a body of science, obviously, that has been tried and tested for a long period of time now that talks about the health implications for those that experience persistent and consistent secondhand smoke.
That's true. You know, not to be depressing, but we know that secondhand smoke is the leading preventable cause of death and disease, and it kills more than 41,000 Americans every year. And obviously, exposure to secondhand smoke makes breathing difficult. But, you know, it can be, or it is a leading risk factor for many of those kind of pre-existing conditions that make folks more susceptible to COVID-19. And so, you know, we've seen during this time that the public is really aware now of what public health means and what public health safety measures can do to protect people from preventable causes of death and disease. So we know that going smoke-free protects health and doesn't hurt business. You know, there was a thought that so many people smoke that they'll never come back. And the reality is that the vast majority of Americans, adults, do not smoke. So you're really opening your doors to more people when you go smoke free. And again, folks who smoke, more than welcome. Please come, but just smoke outside.
Where are we as it relates to states right now that provide smoke free restaurants and, you know, concert halls and things like that?
Yeah, so when we have a list of all of the localities and the states that have passed what we call strong smoke-free laws, and that includes all non-hospitality workplaces like office buildings, restaurants, bars, and casinos. Because, you know, casinos are workplaces too. Musicians perform in there. You have a lot of hospitality workers, whether they're the waitresses or bartenders. And then, of course, you have all of those highly skilled workers that are doing the tables. You know, I learned over the course of the last decade that like blackjack dealers and roulette dealers, they have to audition for their jobs. So you know, it's really important to protect those workforce skills. But currently, 61% of the U.S. population is protected by either a local or statewide law, making all workplaces, restaurants, and bars smoke-free. About 22 states include casinos in that. And when we look at the smoke-free music cities angle, there could be some debate as to which are the best music cities or the only music cities. But on our website at smokefreemusiccities.org, we currently highlight 32 music cities, 19 of which are smoke-free. And there are four that we highlight from Louisiana, and three of the four are smoke-free. We've got Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and I'm going to blank on this for a second, and Lafayette, Louisiana, are smoke-free, and Lake Charles is not. And just as one of the few things that we have found that we can celebrate in this year, 2020, is that New Orleans celebrated 5 years as a smoke-free music city this year.
Yeah. You know, as an offspring of a household that was a smoking household, three packs of Pall Mall a day, I can promise you, I refer to my childhood many times as growing up in an ashtray. And, you know, it, ironically, maybe not so much, as mom sits in a nursing home today fighting stage four lung cancer, it really brings it all back home, you know, for me at least, and often wondering, you know, whether or not my life, my other siblings' lives would be impacted by same. I know one thing for sure. Never was there a contemplation that I ever was going to have a desire to smoke as a result thereof. It was, it's just a kind of a personal aside. You guys are going to have a performance by one of my favorites, Marsha Ball, on Friday, October the 2nd. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. We are thrilled. So Marsha, who's from Louisiana, is living in Austin, Texas. And again, another highlight of 2020 is that Austin is celebrating 15 years as a smoke-free music city. So Marsha Ball will be performing for us. It will be at 5 p.m. Central Time this Friday, October 2nd. You can find the link to the YouTube show on the smokefreemusiccities.org website, or you can look for the ANR and ANRF YouTube channel for our Stay Safe at Home playlist. But she's wonderful, and she talks a lot about how, you know, challenging it is to play in smoke-filled environments and how it would make her ill and how pleased she is that both Austin and New Orleans are smoke-free music cities.
No, absolutely. And thank you. And good luck, you know, as you this awareness program moves around around the country. And we really appreciate the work that y'all are doing.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to Louisiana becoming a smoke-free state soon.
All righty. Cynthia Hallett, President and CEO of the American Non-Smokers Foundation. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line. We'll talk a little bit about ballots, voting, tonight's debate. We'll get a little catch up on a lot of the news that's running around. We'll talk about some of the crazy stuff that's going on, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.